Chapter 4. The Fire. "James! Get Beauty and Ginger ready," John shouted. "And be quick about it. The Squire and Mrs. Gordon are going to visit some friends, and they live a long way away." James immediately stopped what he was doing and went to fetch our harnesses. When we were ready, Squire Gordon helped his wife into the carriage, and James jumped up into the driving seat. John handed James his whip. "Now remember, James, don't go too fast, and do as the master tells you." Then we set off. Ginger and I knew it was the first long journey for Coachman James, and we wanted to behave well for him. After a long time, we arrived at a small town. We stopped outside an inn in the market square. Squire Gordon and his wife went inside for their dinner. Two stablemen came out and led us into the stables. James watched as they unhitched the carriage and rubbed down our coats. "You're a quick worker," he said to the older man. "I began to work with horses when I was 12 years old," the man replied. "It's good to see two animals who are so well looked after. Who is your master, young man?"
"Squire Gordon of Birkwick Park," said James. I knew he was proud of us.
"Squire Gordon is a good rider, and he's very kind."
"You're lucky to work for such a man," the older stableman said.
Later, the younger stableman brought another horse into the stables. He began to rub the horse down. Then another young man came in. He was smoking a pipe. The two young men chatted together. Then the stableman said, "Towler, will you do something for me? We're busy tonight, and I still have to feed all these horses. Will you go up to the hayloft and bring me a bundle of hay?" His friend puffed on his pipe and frowned.
"I'm not paid to work here, you know," he said.
But he started to climb the wooden ladder to the hayloft. When we were all clean and dry and eating our oats, James came to check that we were comfortable. Then he went out and the old stableman locked the stable door. The next thing I can remember was a strong burning smell. It was dark, but I knew that the stable was full of smoke. I heard Ginger cough and stamp her feet. Another horse neighed. Then I heard a crackling sound in the hayloft above my head and saw tall red flames.
"Ginger," I whispered, "the stables are on fire. We can't get out. The doors are locked."
At last we heard footsteps. Then someone unlocked the stable door. The young stableman ran in with a lamp and began to untie the horses. He tried to pull one horse out of the stable with a rope, but the horse was frightened and he refused to move. The stableman tried to untie another horse, and then another, and then he came to me. I was terrified. My legs were shaking. I stood quite still as the flames spread along the wooden walls of the stable. The crackling sound turned into a loud roar. I heard a man crying, "Fire! Send for the fire engine!" Then the old stableman came in. He was quiet and calm. This made the horses feel calmer too. One by one, he led three horses out of the stable, away from the fire. But Ginger and I were still inside. We thought that we were going to die in this terrible fire. But then I heard another voice.
"Come on, Beauty. We'll soon be out in the fresh air."
It was James. He took off his scarf and tied it round my eyes. I was not able to see the flames and the smoke, and so I felt calmer. He stroked me and talked quietly to me as he led me out. Outside in the stable yard, James pulled off the scarf and handed my rope to a man who was standing nearby.
"Take this horse and I'll go back for the other one," he shouted.
I stood and waited for him to come back with Ginger. Some of the inn's windows were open now. People were looking out of them at the fire and shouting. Then I heard the squire's voice.
James Howard! James Howard! Are you in there?
There was no answer. I saw thick smoke coming out of the stable door, and then I saw James. He was leading Ginger out of the stable. She had the scarf over her eyes. She was shaking with fear. Squire Gordon put his arms around James's shoulders.
"You brave boy," he said. "You saved my two best horses. Are you hurt?"
James shook his head. He was not able to speak because of the smoke in his throat. Tears ran down his face as he stroked us. Soon we heard the sound of wheels and galloping horses.
"It's the fire engine!" someone cried.
The horses stopped, and the fireman jumped down.
"They'll put the fire out now," said the squire. "I hope all the horses are safe."
There was another inn on the other side of the market square. The squire led me across the square, and James led Ginger. They settled us into the stables with the other horses. In the morning, James fed us and filled our water buckets. There were lots of stablemen and grooms. Everyone was talking about the fire.
"I don't understand how it started," said one man. "Does anybody know?"
Another man said,
"Someone told me they saw Dick Towler in the stable last night. He was smoking a pipe."
"Smoking a pipe? Doesn't the young fool know that it's dangerous to smoke a pipe inside a stable?"
said the first man.
"Dick went up to the hayloft to get some hay. I think he left his pipe up there and it set fire to the hay," the second man said.
Then the squire and Mrs. Gordon came to see us.
"Are you all right, Beauty?"
the squire asked, and he gently stroked my neck. Then he turned to James.
"Thank you, my boy," he said. "We're both very proud of you."